Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Easter passed quietly for Iraq's Christians, but it didn't last long. A deadly bombing into Crit. Violence like that is what sent hundreds of thousands of Christians fleeing for their lives. The Christian Post recently reported that only 57 churches remain in Iraq. Well, we caught up with Greg Musselman, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada, while he was in Baghdad. He interviewed a pastor and asked if he was discouraged.
He said, no, there's still 30 million people to reach for Christ. So on one hand, it looks on the outside very much like the church has suffered a lot of difficulty. On the other hand, those that are remaining here are getting stronger in their faith.
More on this at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, there's a dichotomy between government actions in Burma. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says, on one hand,
they're proceeding towards democracy, and so that is encouraging.
On the other hand,
they're actually making more military outposts deeper into the current areas in the Kurni and the Kachin.
Burma's military recently announced its ongoing role in government will be political, but given the military's long history of persecution, believers have their doubts. Ask the Lord to protect his followers. And nearly a billion people around the world lack access to clean water. And you can do something about it on a short-term mission trip through Global Aid Network. From July 31st through August 11th, you can hand out water filters for 4 rural communities in Zambia. While bringing clean water to orphanages, schools, and hospitals, you'll get a chance to share the gospel. There's a place to sign up at missionnetworknews.org. Pray the team will have many opportunities to share the gospel there. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa needs prayer. Sat7's offering you a free set of 4 beautiful bookmarks to help you do that. Get your free bookmarks by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.